Okay, we're going to resume our interview. Give me your name again, if you would.
Okay, I'm Rodney Monajam.
Okay, right. And Rodney, you were telling us you're homeless here in Sacramento. And, gosh, I'm kind of trying to put myself back there, but you're living along the river, is that it?
That's right, I'm camping along the river.
Okay. And how is that for you? I mean, how does that work out? How is your lifestyle? I mean, if somebody asked you, is you got a good life, well, what would you say?
I like camping out. Pretty much I live on a picnic blanket. It's about what it's like. It's like living on a picnic blanket. So it's kind of fun. Summertime's pretty easy. I mean, it's not much of a life, but, you know, the issue was if you haven't got your life together, is there somewhere you can be safe, you know? Is there some level of safety that can be established, you know, that can, you know, it's like, is there somewhere for you to be safe if you haven't got anything else together yet? And that's kind of the way I'm living. I've been doing it for like 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm still trying the process of, like, pulling myself together. I haven't gone, you know, checking the housing or shelter yet. But in the meantime, I want to know that, you know, at least I got a place to sleep and my stuff is safe and I can be safe somewhere, you know, have some privacy.
And your strategy for staying safe is to stay out of sight.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm camping out, you know, way up, you know. Well, I was in Tent City, but they moved everybody out. And I was going to move over with everybody else, but I went back to a spot I was in before. Yeah.
How was Tent City?
It was cool. I thought it was great because you could just bring a tent out there and it was open and it was like, it was free and it was like, you didn't have to get any special permission. You just take a tent out there and set it up and you were cool. You know, you had a safe place to be.
In your observation, were the people in Tent City mostly, what percentage, I don't know, were people who had been homeless for a while, people who had never been homeless before? What kind of mix was it?
That's a good question, you know. I think there's like an established homeless population that, you know, lives around that area, the river area. And loaves and fishes. So I'm sure those people had already been there, you know. And I'm sure there were extra people who were there because, you know, they lost their housing. And I didn't really go out and make a lot of friends out there. I pretty much just keep to myself, but I was camping there, so I didn't really get a chance to go check on that carefully.
But you think there might be some new faces coming out?
I think there were a lot of new faces, you know. I think there were a lot of people that had already been established there because it's a good convenient location, loaves and fishes. I mean, there was an issue with the railroad. You know, the railroad, I guess, didn't want to establish the precedent where you could camp anywhere on the railroads. But that's kind of a special area that's, like, you know, adjacent to loaves and fishes. So, like, it should be an exception. And I think those are the people who are, like, you know, have been living there out there for years. But I think there were new faces. Like I said, I didn't really go out and make a lot of new friends.
You know? Well, I understand that you didn't make a survey. Were there any children out there? Did you see any children and family?
I saw some children in loaves and fishes a couple times, but I didn't see any children, you know, camping out there in the field.
So this wasn't like families showing up there.
I've heard there's families there now, you know. But I didn't really go out and check on it personally, you know.
But you didn't see them when you were there.
I didn't see any families, you know.
All right. And how do the police treat you when you're out there?
The police are very polite, you know. There's you know, they call them Batman and Robin. There's a team of policemen that are like responsible for the homeless population. They're really polite, nice guys. They know everybody, you know, and they're real considerate. They're really nice people, man. The police, you know, I mean, the other police were like, it was cool. I mean, the cops would just drive out. Everything was like, it was pretty casual, you know. You know, I mean, I didn't see a lot of problems, you know.
So you're not here to make a big complaint about police brutality or anything like that?
Oh, not in the least, man. I think the police were very considerate from what I saw.
Well, is there any villain in this piece? Is the city government, you know, the county government, are they doing wrong? Or do you think this is just the way it kind of worked out?
I think that whole area is just on account of its location and the fact that it's not being used. That whole area between like downtown Ford and over by 28th Street. I don't know if you know that area, but it's a patchwork of different pieces of property. There's a state parkway property, there's railroad property, there's SMUD property, there's some private property and there's some city property. But essentially, it's all one continuous adjacent piece of land. It's like, you know, it's a really good spot to have that. But there was an issue, like who owns what property and who's allowed to be where. In my opinion, the whole thing should have been opened up for that, you know, just the way it was. And I think what they did is they closed off the railroad property and they closed off SMUD property, and everybody just moved over to the property that hasn't been closed off yet. And I'm hoping they're going to reopen at least the railroad property that's right there at the base of the bike bridge, which is convenient for loaves and fishes. It's just like it's an obvious good camping area for people who are living like that or people who need to live like that.
So you really think that's an area that ought to be open?
I ought to be open, yeah. That ought to be. People used it automatically because it was obvious. I don't think anybody was abusing it, you know. I think it was just obvious. And I think there might have been some garbage, but I didn't see a whole lot of violence or anything. It was just people setting up tents and, you know, setting up little households, you know. People were like, it was like a little cluster. It's like a little village, you know, these little clusters of tents. It's kind of cool.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, you too, bro.
And good luck to you.
All right, thanks a lot.